The resurrection of Jesus changes everything. Nothing is the same since the Father raised his Son from the grave. I've actually been to Jerusalem, to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where there is the tomb of Jesus. And to this day, believe it or not, he's still not there. He has been raised. And as I was there with my seminarian brothers on this pilgrimage before I was ordained, I'm sitting on these little steps right in front of the tomb, maybe about 75 feet away, and I'm just sitting there taking it all in. And there's pilgrims going back and forth, people moving around, praying, kind of dim and dark inside of there. And the tomb actually has this big stone and metal kind of box built over it. You kind of have to almost kind of duck to go inside of it. So I'm looking into the tomb, into this kind of dark hole, and I'm like, this is the place where Jesus was buried. It was right here. But he's risen. And as I was just taking this all in and really thinking of nothing else like besides I'm here, the Lord spoke to me words so deep I've never forgotten them. I've heard many, many words of the Lord. The Lord has spoken to me many, many times, more than I could ever count. And sometimes they kind of come and go. Sometimes they're kind of like more like on the surface. Sometimes they come like well up from within. And this was from deep within. The Lord just said to me, as I'm in front of the tomb, where he is not there anymore, he said to me, there is nothing to fear. And that was it, but it was like the weight of 1,000 stars. There is nothing to fear. Because the resurrection of Christ has changed everything. Human life is filled with fears of different kinds, and, you know, believing in Christ doesn't mean that we suppress our emotions. The Lord wasn't talking about like little daily fears that we all have and things that come and things we discover and what, you know, how am I going to deal with this? He was saying, like, at the end of the day, at the end of your life, when everything comes to a close, like, there is nothing to fear. Because I am risen. The scriptures today tell us more about the ways in which the resurrection has changed everything. Everything in our lives. In the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it says the community was of one heart and mind. There's unity in the community because of the resurrection. They shared all things in common. People were willing to sell their houses and bring their property to the church because everything was different now. The value of things, the importance of things, how they lived their life, it was all different. Why? Because Christ was raised. In the second reading, too, from the first letter of St. John, we hear that God's commandments are not burdensome. With the resurrection of Christ, he gives his spirit, he breathes his spirit out that empowers us to do good, empowers us to live in love. His commandments are not burdensome. That's so different with the resurrection of Jesus. And that he is the one who is the victor over the world. Sometimes the world can seem so, the world without God can seem so powerful, so strong. How do I ever live a life in God? But here it says that who indeed is the victor over the world, but you who believe that Jesus is the Son of God? You are the victor. Because Christ is raised, everything is different now. Everything. And in the gospel too, of course, Jesus who comes and breathes peace over his disciples. And he says to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Jesus, entrusting to his church, entrusting to his disciples, God's own power to forgive sins, that they are now the conduits of mercy and forgiveness. Everything is different now. This is so incredibly new. Why? Because Jesus is risen from the dead. And even Thomas, who comes in, you know, late to the party, and doesn't even believe the testimony of his 10 good friends. He's so consumed by grief and pain and hurt that they're like, no, we've seen him. He's been raised. And he's like, no, unless I put my hand in his side, I will not believe it. He gets out of there. Even for Thomas, everything is different now. Because when he comes back and Jesus reveals himself to Thomas, Thomas does put his hand in his side. He puts his hands in the nail marks. And what he thought could never change again, that he would never see his Lord and Master and friend, everything's different now. The relationship he thought was dead and destroyed and over, it's alive again. It's reborn. It's resurrected. Because Jesus is the risen one, and not even death can hold back his love from his beloved ones. And that's all of us. The resurrection of Christ has changed everything. In our lives, have we experienced that? Can we say that our lives are entirely different? Everything is different now because Christ is raised from the dead. Where is the Lord wanting to change something that we haven't allowed him to yet? Where in our lives are we like Thomas, where we're like, you know what? I believe that Jesus Christ is risen. I believe that mentally, but like I'm not gonna live differently. I'm not gonna believe, not gonna go there. This is always gonna be the same. It's always gonna be the way it is. Nothing new. So much fear can come from that. But now, because Christ is risen, there is nothing to fear. There is no tomb that Christ cannot break out of in your life, in your heart, in our world, in our parish, because everything is different now. Even Thomas, who said, I'm not going to believe until I put my hand in his side, well, he got his wish. But it wasn't the dead side of Christ. It wasn't the corpse in the tomb. It was his living body, his risen flesh, his radiant smile he saw in the upper room. Where have we not allowed Christ to make all things new in our lives? Where is he pushing in and inviting us to believe that he truly is risen in every way? And that, like, unlike Thomas, that he asks for our faith not in seeing with our eyes, but receiving the testimony of his apostles, receiving his presence in the liturgy, receiving the word of faith from our brothers and sisters, like Brother John gave us tonight. Can we receive his presence there? Can we receive his word and say, yes, Lord, because of you, everything is new. Everything is possible. There's no place that is ultimately eclipsed because you are the radiant sun of merciful love, divine mercy that has no end. As we profess the creed in just a moment, may all of us believe that everything is different now, that Jesus Christ's resurrection has changed all things, that his resurrection is the most world-changing event of human history and the most world-changing event of my life and your life. Because now that he's risen, everything is different.